have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday again. Already December Tuesday. Isn't that amazing? It is December 3rd, I believe, already. The year is going by like 90 going north. Like 90 going north. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. The biblical question is an amazing question. And again, these biblical questions are put there for those who want to wake up. Those who want to come out of their darkness, the darkness of their imagination. But if you don't want it, they're not for you, really. Just reject them, whatever you want to do with it. That's on you. You know what I mean? You have a right to live in your hell, and I and no one else have a right to try to bring you out of your hell. Or judge you in your hell, or care about you being in your hell. You have a right to be miserable. You have a right to be afraid, lonely, doubtful, suicidal, depressed, whatever. Kill the babies, your own babies in the womb. You have a right to be miserable. So the biblical questions are not for you. You have a right to try to control your husband or your wife to fight. Fight, fight, fight! You could be in your misery. But there are a few, a handful, that want to come out. These biblical questions are for you. They help you to know yourself or encourage you to know thyself. Have you discovered the traitor in you? Have you discovered the traitor in you? And believe me, you do have one. You might not know it, but you have one. Two, three, four, five, more than one. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the shows if you're not able to just sit and watch it. Anywhere in the world, you can podcast, but you can also listen live no matter where you are and what you're doing. We're here Monday through Friday, by the way, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. If you're black, everybody and they mama. So you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing. If you're trying to get revenge right now against someone, you can be listening to the show. If you're contemplating suicide, because the rainbow wasn't enough, you could be listening to the show. If you're upset because you believe Jesus is God, and I say not, he's the Son, you could be listening to the show as it is happening. Or if you're from Nicaragua and you're over in America illegally and you're breaking into apartments and taking over, and the government say, no, it ain't true, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone, or you just plain old land up at a beach. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. What the? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com /JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We say Merry Christmas. We say Merry Christmas. And yes, there is a Santa Claus, and he's not crippled. He's not in a wheelchair. So, it's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back,
back,
bring back my country to me.
What the?
Me. Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing. A spiritual battle. A spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color. Some people ask me, are you black? You don't like black people. You don't like your own people, they say. And I tell them I'm black on the outside, white on the inside. Black on the outside, white on the inside. 100% American. Ain't no Afro here. I have an Amerifro. There are no African drums beating in my chest. I hear no black liberals talking about, oh, I got the African drum beating in my chest. I'm like, what the? And they feel so good when they say it. They just feel like they're black. And then they go to Africa, and the African people hate them. Because they see them as Americans, not as black Africans. What the? Anyway, I can feel it in the air. It's everywhere. Donald Trump is all over the place. And he's not even been sworn in yet. January 20th, I believe, which cannot come fast enough. So I heard briefly a report, I guess it was this morning, I think, where Donald Trump said something like, and so I don't have the exact words. You know, over there in Israel, I love Israel. If you have not gone to Israel, You do not deserve to go to heaven. One of the requirements to get in heaven must be and should be you must have visited Israel. And so when you get up to the pearly gate, the white gates, I know the blacks don't like the fact that the gates are white. The pearly gates are white, but they are. And you ring the gate, the heavenly bell to get in, and an angel comes to the gate, and they look in the book, record book, to see your name. And they say, "Hey, how are you? I'm all right. What do you want? I want to get into heaven. Can you open these gates?" And the angel's going to ask. Did you go to Israel while you were on earth? If you say no, the angel's going to say, "Well, you got to go back. You can't come up in here. Either you go straight down yonder to darkness, or you go back to the earth and you go to Israel, and then you come back." Really, when you go to Israel to visit, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to walk through the Bible. Walk through the Word, and you're going to love it. And then you're going to see all these amazing sights on your sightseeing trip thing. But anyway, Donald Trump says something like, what did you say, Nick? Did you hear about that?
I did.
What did he say? Go ahead.
Yeah, he said there's going to be all hell to pay if they don't release them hostages over the yonder.
Trump is like, he said this to the Allah U'Abba people. Remember when they attacked Israel and they captured a lot of the Jews with some Jews and they took them away and some of them were killed. Some are still alive over there in Palestine.
You want me to read his Truth Social post?
Yes.
Check this out from Truth Social. Everybody is talking about the hostages who are being held so violently, inhumanely, and against the will of the entire world in the Middle East. But it's all talk and no action. Please let this truth serve to represent that if the hostages are not released prior to January 20th, 2025, the date that I proudly assume office as President of the United States, there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East. For those in charge who perpetrated these atrocities against humanity. Those responsible will be hit harder than anybody has been hit in the long storied history of the United States of America. Release the hostages now.
Wow. Donald Trump is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about Trump, and we can dig it. Who's the man that won't back down when the trouble all around? Trump! Oh, Trump is a bad... Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about Trump. And we can dig it. There are a lot of people, like, what the? Let these people go. Trump is in town. Nick, you familiar with that song?
No.
Oh, have you never heard that?
How's it go?
Who's the man that won't back down when the trouble all around?
Oh.
Trump.
I think I do know this one.
Donald Trump is a bad... Shut your mouth.
Is that Shaft?
Yeah. But I'm talking about Trump, and we can dig it.
I knew it was kind of black.
Huh?
I knew it was kind of black.
Uh-huh. Confused. Amazing. Donald Trump is like, you know what? I'm coming to town. Remind me of Mr. Dillon. You remember Mr. Dillon, Nick?
No.
Oh, Lord. No. How about Chester?
Over my head. Don't know who those are.
What the?
Mr. Chester?
Chester was the Mr. Dillon is the sheriff of Dodge City, and then Chester was the assistant police, whatever you call them. And those two guys were amazing. Don't mess with Mr. Dillon. I remember when we first got our black and white TV down in Alabama on that plantation, when the blacks claimed that, the blacks today claimed we couldn't even get a TV. What a liar. We had a TV right away. As soon as they ran the wires down through the plantation, electric wires. And everybody, we were the only one with a TV for a while. And everyone on the plantation would come over to our house to watch TV. And they would watch Mr. Dillon, Dodge City. And the older people would love Mr. Dillon Chester. They would come over to watch this cowboy show. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Now, most black and white people don't know about that because they've been hearing these lies. They've been hearing these lies that black people could have making in those days. Gunsmoke. That was the name of the show. Gunsmoke. Thank you. And the people today been lied to. They've been told, oh, prior to the civil rights movement, black people could barely function. They couldn't have anything. They had no freedom. We had a TV. We were the first one to get a TV on the plantation. And that was because my aunt and uncles had moved to Indiana and places like that, and they bought us a TV. It was a black and white TV. Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. You like the way Jesse is standing today? This is cool. He's offering the horse some watermelon.
He's getting the horse some electrolytes because he's about to go on a, he's going to ride hard next hour.
That's right. Amazing. But anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about all that, but it's true. Oh, yeah, about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a bad shut your mouth. Donald Trump, like, okay, you hold them until after I get in. You'll see. Like, that whole Allah Uaba country going to have hell to pay. Even that guy, Justin Trudeau, from Canada, what a beta. He up there kissing up at Trump. All down at Mar-a-Lago. Trump like, okay, we're going to put a tariff on you if you don't do something about these illegal aliens coming in. Now, he's been getting away with all his little mess, Justin Trudeau, all this time. Now he's down at Mar-a-Lago kissing the feet of Donald Trump. And then this little female Mexican so-called president, she tried to be bad. Trump like, okay, we'll see, senorita. I can feel it in the air. It's everywhere. Did you hear that college freshmen's enrollment is on the decline in the U.S.? This is good news. It's a waste of time to go to college. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. And it's a waste of common sense. College is nothing but a waste of time. You go in there. I started to say with a little common sense, but now you know I have common sense going inside of college because they screw you up in high school now. But before, they would teach you reading, writing, and arithmetic. And when you went to college, you went in with common sense. And you will come out dumb as a doorknob. So according to NBC News, new data shows that freshman enrollment in college has dropped for the first time since 2020. And ABC News anchor examined why high school graduates are passing over higher education and where they're heading. Instead, watch it from NBC News.
It's epitomized in pop culture, a rousing high school graduation followed by a coming-of-age journey to college. But today, for the first time since 2020, U.S. college freshman enrollment is on the decline, more than 5% from last year. Put simply,
all the students who are actually in college this fall, that number has actually grown. New freshmen, particularly freshmen coming straight from high school, has declined quite dramatically.
Doug Shapiro is the executive director of the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center that released this enrollment data.
Why do you think we're seeing this dramatic shift in first-year student enrollment?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons. The financial aid situation or the affirmative action situation, but also a lot of students who I think are actively making a different choice about their futures.
Quick history lesson. Back in 2020, the coronavirus pandemic meant a rapid transition to online learning. First-year college student enrollment experienced an unprecedented one-year decline. Since then, schools have remained under pressure. In 2023, the Supreme Court struck down affirmative action, effectively ending admissions based on race. And earlier this year, the Department of Education came under scrutiny for their botched rollout of the new FAFSA form, the free application for federal student aid, in turn complicating the enrollment process for families.
How many schools accepted you?
5 or 6.
How many of them have told you whether or not they will offer financial aid?
None of them.
Amazing. It's a waste of time, money, and everything. And you're crazy for sending your kids to a college today, and especially you paying for it. If they want to go, you let them pay for it. Go and get yourself a trade. Go to trade school if you got to go to school, or find a company that you can work with for free for a while and learn a trade with that company. You can start your own business. You can work for someone with that nice trade to make real money. Get yourself some land. One thing leads to another one. Buy yourself some gold from Gold Co. JesseLoveGold.com. Thank God. Those, in the good old days, they pushed trade schools or learning to a trade on the job. And then all of a sudden, oh, that's not enough education for you. Go to this expensive college and pay all that money and get your ego built by thinking that you're so important and you're so smart because you have a stupid, cheap piece of paper. What now? Right on. Here's just a little bit more of why college enrollment is down and who college enrollment is impacting. Watch this from NBC.
The FAFSA form was rocky this year, and it was delayed. We worked really hard with college counselors, financial aid advisors, through the spring and summer to get people the help they need paying for college.
James Quall is the Undersecretary of Education at the Department of Ed. He says more students received federal aid this year and points to larger reasons for declining freshman enrollment.
There's a hot job market. There are questions about the value of college, and a lot of people are choosing shorter term credentials to get into a job market more quickly.
So that's insight into why college enrollment is down. As for who declining enrollment is impacting, four-year colleges with the most low-income students lost the most freshmen this year, and community colleges saw an increase, according to the study. Shapiro says freshman enrollment decline serves as an important harbinger of what's to come.
I think that suggests that we're not likely to see many of the missing freshmen this year get back onto the college.
Nice. Get a job. Go to work. Save your money. It's a waste of time. And ladies, the women love college because it gives them really a false sense of importance. Have you noticed when the ladies get degrees, they really think they're important? Like, what the? Are you a Susan before you went to college? And you're still Susan. You're still nobody. What the? Ego building. Get yourself a job. Don't let people tell you college is important. It's not. If college was important, if you go there and learn a trade, one or two years at Bastion, learn the trade, and you're out of there. But they're teaching you to hate America. They're having all these stupid protests on in college, shouting death to America. They tell you how to kill the unborn children. They tell you that there's that the white man is racist, and that men are weak and equal to women, all kind of men. Why do you pay your money for something like that? Some black study class. It won't get you a piece of cornbread. They have DEI now. You don't have to qualify. You don't have to pass an SAT test or anything. Who want that mess? Save your time and save your money. Good for you. Take control of your own life. Why not just take control of your life and live your life? Excuse me. Why are you so dumb that you let these stupid people with degrees tell you how to live? And they are wrong. They even have you taking medication for spiritual issues. You go to your therapist with a degree or a doctor or whatever. Doctor, 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 I'm depressed. Doctor, 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 or psychiatrist or psychologist or counselor, I have been having suicidal thoughts. I'm lonely. I'm depressed. Here's some pills. This will help you. Take these pills. And now you're stuck on the pills. And you're worse off. And years go by and you're worse. It didn't get better. You got worse because now you didn't deal with life at all. You escaped with the pills. And then you're afraid to not even to miss one day from taking the pill because you got to deal with reality and you're not ready for reality. A little glimpse of reality comes in, you trip out. And now you got to take three or four more pills within that 1 hour, and it just gets worse. What's wrong with you? It's okay to take control of your own life and say the hell with the world. Really? You don't have to explain it to anyone. What's wrong with living your own life? You have stupid people telling you everything now, how to eat, what to eat, when to eat, the kind of gifts to buy, what not to buy, where to go for a vacation, where not to go, how to raise your own children, how not to raise them. And you just don't have any control of anything. You have stupid people with stupid degrees telling you what to do, and it doesn't work. What a mess! Human beings are lost. They're angry. And they're desperate. An angry person is a desperate person. An angry person is a murderer. See, it is an amazing shirt. I'm going to wear this shirt every day just in case y'all wonder why I have it on every day. It says, a man with anger is a murderer. That's in the word. And you hold on to anger, and you're a murderer. It's man or woman, anyone that has anger is a murderer. But yet you love anger. And you're controlled by anger and fear. And you snap just like that. And you think it's good. Back in a moment. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. You, by the way, you can get this amazing shirt on my store by going to...
I don't see it anywhere.
Oh, you don't? The fatherstate.tv?
I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, maybe they didn't put it up yet.
I don't even know where it came from.
My Father's Day producer.
Right, I know that, but I just don't know which store.
Oh, okay, we don't know yet. He probably didn't put it up on the store yet. We'll let you know. But anyway... We have a challenge grant going on here. I have a donor who said, hey, Jesse, I know you're trying to raise money to get you through the holidays and keep you going until people come back to work and everything. I will give you up to $50,000, up to 50 if you could raise 50. We're trying to raise 100, right? And I said, oh, okay, cool. And they said, okay, cool, what the? And so we have a grant. We got to raise $50,000 so we can make 100, right? And they will give up to 50, so we want to do the whole 50 and take us through all the rest of this year. So I want to encourage you to go right and make a donation. However much you can give to get us up to the $50,000, go there. Go there. All right, go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate and help with the challenge grant. We got to do 50,000. Go there and make a donation, however you can afford, whatever you can give. rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Men's Forum this month. This week, this Thursday, the last one for the year, it's going to be a doozy. I've heard from so many guys, Jesse, I'll be there. It's going to be, these meetings started out at the beginning of the year, a doozy, and they are ending on fire. I can't even begin to tell you. So this Thursday at 7 p.m., Men's Forum, the first Thursday of every month, right? Come on down, guys. It's going to be a doozy. And ladies, get ready for the women's meeting this month, too, the last one for the year. The third Thursday of the month for ladies only at 7 p.m. So get ready. Get ready. Check out the merch and get your orders in early. Oh, you got to write a note to each other or to me?
To each other.
Oh, okay.
I'm publishing it.
What? You're distracting me.
Your T-shirt.
This is here?
Mm-hmm.
Is up there now?
I'm copying it to both stores. Yep.
So they're writing notes here, folks?
I'm not writing anything.
I'm black and slow, and I'm trying to figure out, are they writing to me or to each other about the shirt or what's going on? And then when I try to read, and then I lose my way in speaking. Because I'm black and slow, I can't do both. What the? Anyway, rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. Yesterday, and then I'm going to get to your calls, 888-77-JESSE. I mentioned this in that over in Australia, they are rolling back social media for children under 16. And it's very interesting. And we tried to play this for you, but we had some difficulty with the soundbite. This is for Reuters. Australia approved on Thursday a social media ban for children age under 16 after a debate that has gripped the nation. Watch this for Reuters.
Social media will soon be banned for under 16-year-olds in Australia after a new law sets a benchmark with one of the world's toughest regulations targeting big tech. It forces tech giants from Instagram and Facebook owner Meta to TikTok to stop minors logging in or face fines of up to $32 million.
We know there is widespread concern and evidence about the severe mental health impact of social media on children. We've seen
a parliamentary inquiry this year heard evidence from parents of children who self-harmed due to social media bullying. Domestic media backed the ban, led by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp.
I'll quickly pull it up.
16-year-old user Eni Lam acknowledges its potential harm, but says it is deeply ingrained in society and the law will force young people to more dangerous parts of the internet.
With such like a clear-cut ban, I believe that it will only create a generation of young people who will be more technologically literate in bypassing, like, walls.
The ban also faced opposition from privacy advocates and some child rights groups, but 77% of the population wanted it, according to latest polls. Speaking on behalf of social media platforms, Australia's digital...
That's how it ends.
That's how it ends?
Yeah.
What the? That's an awful ending. Somebody going to get fired. That's not good. And so Elon Musk is wondering about this. Elon Musk says, is this edited better or should I play it at all? And it seemed kind of low. Was it low?
Seemed okay to me.
It's fine. Okay. So this next soundbite better?
I don't know.
Okay, what we need to start doing is looking at these soundbites before we play them. I'm nervous to play the next one, folks, because it might not be edited right. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. They're checking it right now, so they'll let me know. The next soundbite is one more. Elon Musk responded to the ban for children under 16. Did Derek leave the room? He's not around? Oh, okay, I hear him now. Is this edited right, Derek? Why was the first one so bad? So that's why they did the bad editing. They cut it off like that. Oh, okay. It was Reuters' fault, Derek telling me in my ears. So here's Elon Musk's response to the ban there for the 16 and under. Watch this from Reuters.
The country will be watched as a test case as a growing number of governments look to implement similar legislation.
Today I can announce that
the ban, considered a political win for Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, could strain Australia's relationship with key ally the United States.
Come here.
Ex-owner Elon Musk, a central figure in President-elect Donald Trump's administration, said in a post this month it seemed a backdoor way to control access to the internet by all Australians. Australia has also made social media platforms pay media outlets royalties for sharing their content and now plans to threaten them with fines for failing to stamp out scams.
Amazing. So Elon said, you know what, something up with this. Don't worry, he'll take care of it. He's working with Trump now. Elon is the man. It's interesting. It's interesting the wickedness of human heart and what they would do to hurt their fellow man. Human beings are evil. 100% evil. There's nothing good and human beings. Isn't that amazing? And you thought you could find something good in people, you can't. And you lie and say you do, and you don't. What a mess. 888-7753-773. What do you think about this ban, this restriction for 16 and under? And why now? Why? Jonathan is a first-time caller out of Canada. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jonathan.
So I've got a question. Like, I watch your show quite a bit, and I'm wondering where you got the information that, like, when people pray, like, they're praying to the devil. Like, you've said that numerous times, and I'm just wondering, like, where have you gotten this information from?
From within, and noticing that people who pray out loud, they cry, they beg God, they plead to God, their prayers are never answered, and they go years and no prayers are answered. Sometimes they get some physical stuff, and the devil give them that, right? But
yeah,
if you notice that their prayers are never answered because they have an idea about God, and ideas about God doesn't work. And God said that when we pray, be still and know him. We don't know what to ask for. We don't know what we want. Are you a Christian?
Yeah, I am.
Have you noticed that your prayers are not answered?
Yeah, like back when I was a good little boy and I used to, as you say, like, I would pray like all the time. And like I had an alcoholic dad, for example, and like nothing ever changed. And it's like, do these like prayers work? And like, I don't think that they do.
Yeah, no, they don't work. So in the same way, you know that, that's how I know, because I've been paying attention. That's why I try to encourage people to get to know themselves. And once they pay attention to what's happening with them from within, they're going to see that their prayers really are not answered. And then what they do, they make up excuses, and it's not them, but it's the spirit of evil in them. They make up excuses as to why their prayers are not answered.
Like, I go to this church, too, and I kind of like it because, like, the people there are rather unapologetic and they're, like, very, you know, not woke, which is surprising in Canada because Canada is, like, terrible. And but, like, we do these, like, prayer, like, we do these small groups and people, like, do prayer requests and, like, what do you need prayer for? I'm like, to be honest, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I want. I don't know what I need. I could get what I want and then probably be bad for me. But then, so, like, I just always say, like, don't pray for me because I don't know what I want. I don't know what I need. Then these people will go and, like, say whatever it is that they're saying, right?
Right.
So I've just never, like, identified with that. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, well, it's the people have been deceived by their parents. They have been deceived by the teachers, and they refuse to look within. They refuse to see what's happening within themselves. They refuse to find the kingdom of heaven. So you just let them suffer. And if you go to that church and they ask you, oh, you want a prayer class or whatever, just say no. But don't judge them. Don't think you're better or less. And don't judge them. Let them live in their hell. Let them do all their fake praying and prayer class and all the stupid stuff. And you just keep your eyes on you.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Jonathan. Amazing. All the way from Canada. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Texas and talk to Sergio. I think that's his name. Is it Sergio?
Surge.
What?
Surge.
Surge, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Who is Sergio? No. But, Jesse, I want to know about the good old days. So my question is, why do you need a marriage license?
Because the government say you do.
Oh. Does God say I do?
No, it's the government that says it.
Oh, so God doesn't say I need one?
No, it's the government that says it.
Okay, so then I don't need one.
It's the government. You should obey the law of the land.
Uh-huh.
Unless it's like a real unreasonable law, you know what I'm saying? Something that's going to hurt you. But if the law of give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and so if the law of the land says that you need a marriage license, then you should get one.
Where you get the law of the land thing?
I don't understand the question.
Where'd you get that, to obey the law of the land?
Thank you, Serge. Your question's not quite clear. Call me back when you have a clear question. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Super chat. And now I get back to the call. I don't understand. What do you mean by when you get to the law of the land? What now?
Lori bought our coffee. Biblical question answer. We have a bunch for
yesterday.
Have
you discovered the traitor in you?
Oh, yes, Jesse, I definitely discovered that traitor inside me, pretending to be me. The light continues to shine brighter on that traitor, exposing the fake me, and it's beautiful. Thanks, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little 2 cents on Sunday. Thanks for responding. Amazing.
Thanks, Lori. Andy Bex bought 16 coffees. Very generous. I haven't had this much fun. Oh, I read that one. In my life since I was a kid. Not having an opinion. Christopher, Riff City, says, gave a cash app for JLP and crew. Love you all.
Amazing. Thank you, and thanks for your support.
555555565 gave a diamond. Misty's diamond. Thank you.
Thank you.
10 coffees from Cody. Very generous. Love you guys, as always. Thank you for standing true to who you are, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you. And thanks for your support. Oh, amazing.
Aries 1 gave a couple of diamonds. A lot of people disappear on old Mount Baldy. It's over there.
What?
It's a mountain over there.
What do you mean lots of people disappear?
Quote, unquote, disappear. I don't know how many people disappear on Mount Baldy. One actor disappeared for a while, but he turned up dead.
Mount Baldy is a location somewhere?
Yeah, it's over there.
Oh, where?
You know, back upland area.
Oh, okay, so it's like a sightseeing place?
It's a mountain.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. People I'm not aware of that, but thank you.
People go hiking there.
Oh, okay.
But don't go off the trail.
And when they do, they disappear?
I don't.
You've done it before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got over there?
Many times.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Nice.
Thank you. Aries 1 with another diamond. Yesterday. Nice size large masculine shirt today, Hakey Bear.
Oh, that black shirt from yesterday?
Yeah, it was actually a small. I checked it this morning. It was a size small, and it was cotton and silk blend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oshkosh, oh so delish, on Cash App, rebuilding the JLP show, one coffee at a time. LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mobetta, stand up.
Mobetta Blue.
He gave a Ninjagini, get that gold sponsor, wear it around the chest like Mr. T, and now all Christians receive advice.
That's right. Amazing. Is Mr. T still around?
Yeah.
I never hear about him anymore.
He's not as big and strong as he once was.
Is he old now?
Yeah.
Well, I see. Amazing.
But shout out.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think he's still a Christian.
Shout out to Mr. T. What?
I said, I think he's still a Christian. These are from Punchy TV. We were streaming on Rumble. And we got a few Rumble rants on Punchy TV yesterday when we streamed with special guest Jason Lee Peterson. Celestial Lord says, because women took on the nature of her daddy, Satan, and even loves the nature, that nature. This is why it comes easy. And for a man, they always feel like there is something wrong, but can't understand why. I think this has to do with the nature of Satan in the woman, and then the man having the nature of the woman.
Right. Oh, that's from our discussion yesterday on Punchy.
Yeah.
We have a brand new episode of Punchy TV coming up. Monday, right? Is it Monday when we play it?
We played it yesterday, Monday.
Oh, yeah, it was live. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, check out Punchy TV. It was very interesting. Interesting yesterday.
Indeed.
Punchy.tv.
Very nice. Thank you, Celestial Lord.
Yeah, thank you.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the DLive crew, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Greenwald, Aries One, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters. Appreciate that as always.
Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Ryan Moon towards the grant, the matching grant.
Oh, thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Lori bought a coffee. Nice punchy episode, men. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Lori.
Right.
No Y.
Oh, sorry, it's spelled it P-U-N-C-H-Y. What
a boomer.
P-U-N-C-H-I-E, punchy.
I liked when Joel said that when he cares about a situation, it's actually judgment. I've noticed that I care, quote unquote, about something, and it's not from love. It's just the devil giving me an opinion of right and wrong. There's no peace in opinions.
Absolutely. Thank you. Amazing.
Andrew says, hey, Jesse, I think Hunter Biden deserved his pardon. Never forget, he gave us the laptop from hell for the world to see, laughing face with tears.
Amazing. Joe Biden pardoned his son, Hunter Biden, on Sunday. I believe it was Sunday. And the word is out, and the people upset. Some people upset about it. You don't know unless you're in the situation, of course, James.
Yeah.
Would you pardon your son?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I pardon him so fast, make his head swim.
And I would say, because I can.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Easier done than said says, oh no, we got to read the rest later, guys.
Why?
Because we're at break.
Oh, I didn't hear the break. Thank you. Two more hours to go. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. I can't believe this hour gone by. Back in a moment. I didn't hear. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. December 3rd, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers, and call right in. Get in while you can. The lines get filled up pretty quickly here. But you can call in periodically in case one line opens up. It sometimes does. People got to, get to work or whatever. And you can also call in as you hear JLP wrapping up with a caller. Today, according to far-left extremist off-the-deep-end commie nonsense network, CNN, today is Giving Tuesday. Oh, Lord. You can help Mother Nature, because they don't believe in Father God, in a battle for survival. Pollinators like bees and butterflies. Did you know butterflies pollinate as well? Which provide one out of every three bites of our food, according to them. I don't know where they got that. Are struggling as their populations decline at an alarming rate, like 1-2% every year, something like that, maybe. I thought I saw. But all is not lost. You can help nature's pollinators survive. And so go do it. The climate change, habitat loss, and pesticides are mostly to blame, according to scientists. So watch out. It's a trifecta of threats. Whatever. So we wish those bees and butterflies well, right? President-elect Donald J. Trump, moving on to some real news. He is planning to visit Paris, France, this week. Hey, with Macron. I like that guy. Even though his wife is like 25 years older than him. And he met her when he was 15 and she was like 35. I guess math doesn't add up. But whatever. I like Macron because he likes Trump a little bit, even though he's a liberal. Attend the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral on Saturday. His first overseas trip since his election in November. To a second term in office, Trump's team has been in discussions for days with French President Emmanuel Macron, his office, regarding the visit. The president-elect was the first invited by the French government to attend the reopening. Sources familiar with the plans told Commie Nonsense. You know, there was like a fire or something like that. Trump and Macron, they've been burning churches all over Europe, right? Who's they? I don't know. Trump and Macron worked together closely throughout the first Trump administration. Their relationship was described as somewhat of a, what the liberals call, bromance. Despite appearing openly hostile towards one another. Nice. Macron was the first foreign leader to congratulate Trump. Hey, after he became just the second U.S. president to win a non-consecutive term. See, I like the French, and I especially like the French Canadians. Shout out, French Canadians in the snake pit. We love you, if we love anybody. And peace in the Middle East. Israeli strikes killed at least 9 people in southern Lebanon, so said Lebanese authorities Monday, the deadliest day since a ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and France, there's France again, came into effect last week. But the uneasy truce between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah appeared to be holding, even as the two sides accused each other of breaching the deal. Hezbollah on Monday fired 2 projectiles toward Israeli-occupied territory, responded to repeated Israeli strikes that had hit Lebanon daily since Thursday, the day after the ceasefire came into force. Still, the U.S. so-called State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Monday that the truce has not broken down. Broadly speaking, the ceasefire has been successful, he said. Well, nice. I guess I'll take it. I'll tell you about the Hunter Biden fallout because our second greatest president, Biden, pardoned his son, Hunter. The Democrats are all mad. Psh, be quiet. And also there's layoffs going on with the food production area. I'm James Hake, though. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question. Have you discovered the traitor in you? Have you discovered the traitor in you? There's so much going on in you that you don't even imagine yet. Really. And once you start to pay attention to you, to see what's happening with you, it's going to be mind-blowing. It's going to be amazing. All right? So have you discovered a traitor in you? If you're out and about, you can listen to the show as it is happening on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. And some of you love the Country and Western Tuesday. So do I. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing song. Love that song. 888-77-JESSE. Before I go back to the calls and your super chats, I really want to encourage you folks, you can be free. You can have perfect peace right here on earth. You do not have to wait until you die. Really. And then when you die, there's no guarantee you're going to have peace. Because if you drop your body in a dark state of mind, you go to, however you drop your body, the way you're stuck, you can have peace. But you got to seek within, and you're going to see that it's done. There's no reason, zero reason, to be depressed, to be lonely, to look for love, to fight, to try to make any relationship happen. You're not supposed to be putting any effort into any kind of relationship at all. either it happened by itself or it doesn't. You don't have to give in to suicidal thoughts. You don't have to have fear, be afraid. You don't have to be controlled by fear. You can be free. You've been lied to by your parents, your teachers, your churches, your popes, your Allahu Abba teachers. They've lied to you. Christ said, "It is finished. It is done. The kingdom of heaven is within. Look within." But you got to look within, and you got to drop your anger and become aware. You got to stay present. And I'm telling you, you stay present, you're going to be free. No matter what the situation is happening outside of you, inwardly, you'll be fine. And you'll see how to deal with the outside issues of life as well. You've been lied to. And I want to give you an example, and I will get to your calls here, but I want to give you an example of, and we tried to play these soundbites last week, but we had some problem with the soundbites, but they're fine now, I think. You've been lied to about everything. You need to renew your mind. Your mind needs to be renewed. There are literally people who believe, and I'm throwing these things out because I hear them all the time, and it's mind-blowing to me. But I understand that they can't see, right? There are people who literally believe that you cannot have perfect peace on earth. They say, oh, no, you can't. I mean, it's the flesh. They don't even know what they're talking about. It's the flesh. What the? And they say they believe in God. Think about that one. Why do you believe in a God that won't give you peace? You're already dealing with a God that's not giving you peace. And you hear about the true God, and you call yourself, go to him, and he won't give you peace either? Duh. There are people who literally believe that there is something else to come. They're like living in the revelation thing. And I hear this all the time, not just from one or two people. They're living revelation, right? And they're waiting for the end time. Do you know that people are waiting for the end time ever since? And it hasn't happened yet because it's done now. Christ took care of the end time. There's only the now time. But they're reading the revelation. They're waiting for the end. And they'll quote the revelation. And like, dummy, it's done. It's finished. But they're waiting for it. And Christ said, don't look over there and over there and over there for the kingdom. If someone tells you to look here or there, don't pay attention to them. They're lost. The kingdom of heaven is within. Amazing, huh? There are people who think medication is going to make them get rid of spiritual issues. Your battle is a spiritual battle. You've been lied to. And then you go, and they say, well, you pray, tell God what you want. Pray to God what you want, and you go do it, and it doesn't work. And sometimes the devil give it to you, and you think it's from God. But your prayers are not answered, and you won't even question, well, I've been praying for years, and I'm still lost. I'm still lonely. I'm still sad. You don't question that. And then the devil give you excuses. Oh, you're in the flesh. It's just the flesh. It's not meant to be, and you believe it. For years now, 70 years or more, give or take, you've been told that racism exists and that the white man is the boogeyman. He is the bad guy. You've been lied to. You've been told that ever since the civil rights movement came, started or whatever happened with that, one of the biggest things, the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks and to my country is the so-called civil rights movement other than abortion, right? They should not. There's no such thing as racism, folks. It's a spiritual battle. And they have used the word racism to gain money and fake power for the last 70 years, to the point they call it DEI now. And the people who work in the DEI field, they make buku money off the, from the government, your taxes. And if you notice, they would never let racism be gone. They won't get rid of it, because if they got rid of it, how, what kind of job they going to get then? They have to go to work. You've been lied to. In the good old days, prior to the Civil Rights Movement, I was around. Black people were doing way much better than they are today. They owned land. They did what they wanted to do. They knew it was a spiritual battle. They knew that was good or bad. And yet, there are people today who believe a lie. Oh, I read it in a book. You read a lie in a book. Oh, they treated the blacks so bad. That's not true. I want to know what you think about these two videos that I want to play for you. And then I'll get to your calls and super chats, all right? I want you to let me know what you think about these desegregation busing interviews from 1971. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, right? I want you to watch this. Take a look at these interviews with students sharing their thoughts on busing and school desegregation during the first day of school in Dallas in 1971. And the first interviews from WFAA collection is a bunch of white kids. I think one little looked like an Indian kid involved. But here's how the white kids felt about the busing thing. Watch this.
This is Betty Brown's first day at Pinkston, but rather than coming on the bus, her mother brought her.
Right.
Why?
We didn't know where to catch the bus at.
Are you nervous about Betty's being here?
Yes.
Why?
Well, it's always the first time.
What about you, Betty? Are you nervous?
Uh-huh.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the kids yet?
No.
What are you nervous about?
Oh, nothing. I've been in a new school that I don't even know.
How long do you think it'll take before Pinkston becomes their school instead of a school they're going to?
Well, as soon as they start, because it's not hard here. I mean, they'll make friends real fast. I think they will.
How long will it be before Pinkston becomes your school?
I don't know.
How long will it be before Pinkston becomes your school rather than just a school you're attending?
Now, because it doesn't matter what school you go to, it's going to be the same. You get your education just the same.
Amazing. It's interesting. There is something interesting about white people. I don't know, is it? I just don't know. But if you notice, they didn't talk about fighting. They didn't talk about anything. They're just accepting it. Even though you can tell they're uncomfortable, all the little black kids running around, what the? They're uncomfortable. They're going along with it. Have things gotten better since then, or has they gotten worse? Are we any closer as Americans, or are we further apart by forcing bus desegregation to happen? You can't make someone love you. It was a horrible mistake to have forced busing in America. It didn't make anything better. It just gave the so-called race hustlers, it gave the race hustlers a reason to make more money through using racism, all to the point DEI now. Things have not gotten better. But you saw the reaction of the white kids, right? I want you to watch the reaction of the black children to this busing at school desegregation during, this is back in 1971. This is from WFAA Collection. Watch these black children and their reaction.
Well, it might be all right. I think same thing, too.
You think it's going to be okay?
I don't.
Why not?
I don't. Because the first day that I went out there, well, we had a scramble, but it was okay.
You expecting a scramble today?
Well, not so far, but I think I'll make it. A little, I hope.
Does it bother you to be riding a bus?
No.
You think most of the kids are going to go to school today, or are they going to stay home and wait and see what happens?
I think most of them will go today. It'll be all right, just long as don't be no trouble.
You're going to Skyline now, right?
Righteous.
What do you think about this busing thing?
Well, I think we'll make it the first few days, but the rest of them will be kind of tough.
Why is that?
Well, some of the students are hanging out to see how things are going on, and most of them are troublemakers.
The ones who are hanging out? So when they start coming to school, you think it's going to get bad?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it will.
What do you expect?
There's going to be a lot of fighting.
Are you concerned for your daughter, or is she concerned?
Well, I'm concerned for her, and I think she's concerned for her education.
Laverne, just talked to your mother, and she said you're a little concerned, are you?
I'm very much concerned.
Why?
Because I want to be very sure about this year, and I want them really know what they're doing. And I think that it will work out if everybody cooperate together.
Well, I haven't understood yet exactly what it is you're concerned about.
Oh, well, I'm concerned about my schoolmates and everything, and I'm concerned about how we'll be treated and everything like that.
Amazing. They should have never given it to the dumb, evil, so-called civil rights leaders. No such thing as civil rights, by the way. No one can never tell you what civil rights mean. It was a horrible mistake to force people to go to the same school. It would have happened naturally. Human beings associate naturally with the people they want to associate with. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you're trying to force these people to come together, and now the blacks are afraid of the whites, and the whites won't say that they're afraid of the blacks, and it's a mess. And the blacks and the whites have been fighting ever since. And it has not gotten better. It has divided even more so, to the point we now have crazy people, blacks, in our government. We showed you videos of those black women yelling and screaming and talking about, oh, you can't mention Martin Luther King's name. It has not gotten better, folks. You got to take back your life. And I remember in those days, there were older black people who were like, no, don't listen to those people in the so-called civil rights leaders. They don't know what they're talking about. Those people are, you do your own thing. Don't follow those people. Don't follow somebody like that. Martin Luther King and all those people. And my country did, and it only gotten worse. Prior to the civil rights movement, black people and white people were just fine. Really, those who wanted to hang out with each other, they did. Because they understood it was a spiritual battle. That it had nothing to do with color. The so-called civil rights leader brought in the color. Booker T. Washington said that there are people like that, that they will always put those things in front of you because they want to control you. You are being controlled. From within your imagination and from without. It doesn't have to be that way for you, though. It does not, and it does not have to be that way. And it's amazing to me the number of people who believe racism exists. They are believing a lie, and the blacks who have promoted racism for their personal gain, they like, really, they used to rape black women. They'll take them out and rape them, and they'll hang them from a tree, and they're just making up stuff. They're just making up stuff. Oh, the South was just so bad. And the South was doing better than the North. Up North, they had real racial problems. So-called racial problems, really hatred. You got to get past this, folks. Look at the money that these affirmative action people are making off this so-called race issue. They got DEI now where they go into white businesses and tell them what they better do in their own business. They got to do it that way. Or they racist? They're racist and they're going to get sued or destroyed or something. Why are you afraid to just live your life? It's a spiritual battle. And you notice that the blacks on the totem pole, they're still on the totem pole. The blacks who have manipulated them and told them that racism exists, they're the one living high on the hog. It was a horrible, it was probably one of the greatest mistakes my country has ever made when they did forced integration. And it's one that they have not recovered from. Because it's a spiritual battle. It's not a physical battle. You make a horrible mistake by blaming somebody else for your issue in life. You were already screwed up. They had nothing to do with it, right? And you kind of see the same thing happening where there are some white people who are blaming the Jews now for their failure, for their problems. Well, the Jews own everything. The Jews control. If you don't know how to do it, why don't you ask the Jews how they do it? Instead of sitting back complaining and being jealous, how do you, Mr. Jew, how do you get a chance to start a movie company? He'll tell you. And the blacks need to do the same thing. Mr. Elon Musk, instead of being jealous of Elon, Mr. Elon, how you make those rocket ships to go to the moon? He'll tell you. But you're sitting back jealous and revengeful, and you're getting nowhere. Stop being a victim in life. You don't have to be. And especially in America. You can be free right. You can be really be free right now for drop the anger. Anger is your enemy, not your friend. Anyone that has anger is controlled because you're unconscious. And in your unconscious state, you're being controlled by spirit within and those without inside of others. You're not yourself. And one time in America, the people knew this and they told you. Don't be mad at people. Why are you mad at people? Live your own life. Human beings are evil, they would tell you. You got to drop the anger. Anger, don't let anyone tell you that anger is good. Don't let anyone tell you where you need anger. And don't let anyone tell you you can control anger. Well, anger is good as long as you control it. You can't control it. It's a spirit. You have no control over spirits. I want to go to the cause, and I will in a minute, but I want to give you an example of what anger can make you do. It can make you do. This is from CBS. Nearly a week after David Mature was shot while trimming a tree outside his Minneapolis home, police have arrested his neighbor. Police said the harassment was racially motivated. Watch this from CBS.
People in Minneapolis want to know, why did it take police almost a week to arrest a white man accused of shooting and wounding his black neighbor? Now, the court documents allege this. A suspect, 54-year-old John Sawchuk, harassed Davis Maturi for months before the shooting. This incident, by the way, was caught on video, and we have to give you a heads up on this. It's very disturbing to watch. The local police chief admits the department has failed Matori, who is now recovering in the hospital.
This was the moment that Davis Matori was shot while trimming a tree outside of his South Minneapolis home last Wednesday. Matori was taken to the ER with a bullet stuck near his spine. Police and Matori believe his next-door neighbor, John Sawchak, pulled the trigger.
I'm going to the hospital today because my neighbor shot me.
Matori is now home recovering, and 5 days after the shooting,
John Sawchak, you are under arrest.
SWAT teams surrounded Sawchak's home, where there was a five-hour standoff before Sawchak surrendered, booked on attempted murder, assault, stalking, and harassment charges. Matori and his wife filed at least 19 police reports against Sawchak for months. The harassment, police say, was racially motivated.
Ghetto like you.
And included violent threats.
Saying like, hey, if you touch that tree, things are going to come down on you. Things are going to happen to you.
Amazing. So according to the report, allegedly the neighbors live close together, as you can see there. And there was a tree that was a part of both of their yards. And so it sounded like they had been fighting over this tree. The black guy would say, hey, the tree coming to my yard, and they need to cut it down or cut it back or something. And then they were fighting over the tree. Anger. If you didn't have that anger, they could have come together and worked out a plan to resolve the tree issue. But the moment you respond to anger, you're not going to be able to make the right decision. Look at marriages and relationships. They don't work because the first thing you do is you get angry and you control by that. You can't see what you're doing. The police department is facing backlash for not acting sooner. Why is this? From CBS.
It's clear that me calling everybody and anybody hasn't really done much.
The police department is facing backlash for not acting sooner.
We failed this victim 100% because that should not have happened to him. The Minneapolis police somehow did not act urgently enough to prevent that individual from being shot.
What a pitiful police. That's a pitiful police. What a pity. Because it was a black man got shot by a white man. We should have acted earlier. I wonder would they be saying the same thing had the black man shot the white man. And they wouldn't be talking about, oh, we would be acting earlier, the man would not have been shot. What a beta police. Beta! You got to drop the anger, folks. Anger is evil. Anger bring on suicidal thoughts. Anger bring on false emotions. Do you know that emotions are not necessary? It's not necessary to be crying. Every time you cry, you lie. You're lying. You've been told wrong and taught wrong about emotion. This is what emotion does. It gets you killed or nearly killed. Or shot. Emotions are evil. Why can't you see that? And all over the country, you've been taught that emotions are good. Oh, it's so wrong with you if you don't feel something about it. What a mess! A spiritual battle, folks. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I will get to your phone calls and your super chats. 888-775-3773. Why don't you take control of your own life? What's wrong with you? Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. I hear that we're having some issue with the phone lines. They're working on it. Be patient. All right? They are working on it. The Hake Report. Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. From 9 to 11. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. today. Get ready. Amazing. Yeah, they are having a problem with the phone line, so they're working on it. And I hear that some people are trying to call in, but you can't get it. Be patient. When I become president, I'm getting rid of all computers and bringing people back to work. Human beings. Remember when they had those phones where the operator answered the phone? To the company. Wasn't that nice? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Let me go to the Eli out of South Carolina. Eli, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Eli.
I just got back from Thanksgiving in Columbus, Ohio, man, and I just wanted to tell you about it a little bit.
Okay, nice.
I took your advice 3-4 years ago. I I was smoking the weed and stuff, man. I stopped doing that. I went and I got my CDL.
I know.
And I've been living in the truck. You know, I'm doing my own thing, living my life. And I decided I wanted to go see my dad and my Aunt Heidi. And the whole time I was there, they were trying to get me to have the fear and the doubt and the worry. Like, you need to move back here. We can get you doing something else. Because, you know, they would ask me how I was doing. And I was like, you know, I'm happy. I'm grateful.
They were trying to get you to move back to Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. And the minute, and you're about to say in a minute, what happened?
Well, I was telling them all the good things. And the minute I started complaining just a little bit, like, I wish this was different, but, you know, it is what it is kind of thing. They immediately would jump on that and say, well, let's get you doing this. So let's get you doing that. They wanted to, like, pull me back in. and I love my family dearly, except maybe my sister. I don't know. I met my niece and my nephew for the first time, and I was starting to think about it, and I was starting to like convince myself, oh, maybe it would be a good idea for me to move up here. But once I got away from all that, I'm like, I just came back to the present. I got out of my imagination.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Why would I want to move back to Columbus, Ohio? I don't want to do that. Like, I'm cool right now. It was just like it's a different world when you don't stay in that present moment and you start letting your environment affect you. And
absolutely, man. Why you don't like your sister?
She stole a lot of money from my dad. He enabled it. You know, it's not all her fault.
Right.
But
It is all her fault if she stole the money. And yes, I can understand that the parents do set you up to lose in life. But your sister, as an adult, it's her fault that she stole the money, if that happened.
Yeah, he was working and she wasn't. And he let her just have the debit card. And I guess she ran through like $50,000. And Dad's like, she stole all that money. And I'm like, well, Dad, I mean, you gave her the ATM card.
Right.
And you know how she is. So the both of them, I think. But Jesse, they're like, no, Eli, you should move back to Columbus and we can do this and that. And I'm like, I get back in the truck. I'm like, no.
That's right. What? No, they want you in the same hell that they're in.
Yeah, they're trying to drag me back in the hell, Jesse.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
That's good, man. You move on with your life. You live your life. You stay on that straight and narrow path, and you'll be fine.
Yes, sir.
Amazing, man. What is it? How is it under being a truck driver? How is it? What is the light out there now? Do you see? I mean, what does it look like out there in America?
Beautiful, I think. I'm going through North Carolina right now. You know, I got in here during the summertime. I saw a lot of, when I was in Maine, there's a group of people named for Trump. They love Trump. It's very pretty, except for when you get into New Jersey and New York. I haven't really gotten to talk to anybody over the past couple, 2-3 weeks, except for my family, but we didn't even talk about politics. We're just catching up and loving each other. But I think it's beautiful. You see your trash laying around and stuff like that.
Right.
But
I've noticed that since the election happened and Donald Trump is now president, I just seem like something great is like a different atmosphere in America right now. People seem to be happier, except for those people who didn't vote for Trump. They all tick. But people seem to be happier, and it feels like a change is coming.
Yeah. I've only met, like, one person who I think might have hated Trump. But, like, I feel like everybody that I come across, they're team Trump, man. They want their country back.
Yes, absolutely, man. I want my country back. It's amazing. It's going to be interesting to see what the Great White Hope does in the next 4 years. I'm gonna pay attention. I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna have a way to see, and just see what happens. I think it's gonna be amazing. Thank you, Eli. Good to hear from you, man. Be careful out there on the road. And I'm glad, well, you decide not to move back to Ohio, if that's your decision. You can't be controlled by your family members like that.
Yeah, I'm going to, like you say, stay on that straight and narrow path, and everything will just work out.
Absolutely.
It's in God's plan, you know.
Absolutely, man. Amazing. Call me again, man.
I will.
Okay. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Seems like the phones are working now. Let me go to first-time caller out of Napa, California. Is it Jay? Jay out of Napa.
Yes.
Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
I'm on the air? Nice. Hey, how you feel about the world in general?
I'm fine with the world in general. It's amazing.
It's amazing. That's a good thing. So when you say amazing, like, what do you mean? Like, amazing in your mind or amazing in everybody else's mind? Or amazing in your mind and everybody else's mind?
Oh, I thought you asked me how did I feel about the world. You didn't ask me about everybody else.
Oh, well, I'm just, you know, just trying to get to know you a little bit better. That's
right. I think it's amazing.
Great. Great.
How do you see it as amazing as well?
I definitely do. I mean, you know, especially since we got all these vineyards over here in Napa.
Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
I voted for the Great White Hope and everything that came behind it.
Oh, good, man.
Amazing.
That's right.
Amazing, amazing.
Have you overcome your anger?
You know it. I struggle from time to time. How about you?
Have you overcome your anger?
I struggle from time to time, so I guess you would say that's enough.
And why don't you drop it?
Let's see. You know, sometimes we...
Tell the truth, your grandma will beat your ass.
Sometimes us as people, we can't rationalize
things. Who is that in the background?
I don't know who that is. That's some strangers that's following me around. I don't know.
Okay. Call me when you guys are serious. I don't have time to play right now. Thank you. Let me go to Nick out of Denver. I can't play, man. You're that person. What the? So many people are whole. I ain't got time to play. Nick out of Denver. Nick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Nick.
Good, good, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you about something I heard you mention on the church service a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
You were talking to a gentleman who was having a disagreement with his mother-in-law had showed up out of nowhere to stay in his house for a period of time. And he had confronted his mother-in-law and his wife. And you asked him if he started shaking when he was confronting his mother-in-law and trying to tell her how the cow ate the cabbage. And I wanted to ask you about that because I've been experiencing that in my own marriage. When I confront my wife when she's wrong or when she's got an evil spirit inside of her, I tend to start shaking. And I wonder what that is. Is that fear? Is that anger? What is that shaking?
It is 100% anger. And you shake because you hate them, and that's why you're shaking. You get rid of the anger, you will no longer shake or tremble in front of anyone. But it's because you hate them, you have anger. And okay. In anger, there's fear, there's desperation, there's doubt, there's lostness in anger. Anyone that has anger is lost, and they hate.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Are you working on overcoming your anger yet?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every day.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have.
Oh, good. So you forgive your father. So you're working on yourself, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've forgiven my father. He's deceased now, but I have forgiven
okay.
my father.
So here's what I recommend. When you deal with your wife or her mother or anyone, if you are shaken, just notice that you're shaking, but don't do anything about it, but notice it. Don't call it you. Don't back down. but you say what you need to say, deal with them, and that anger will be taken away from you.
Okay.
Don't use anything. Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. You got to live in the fear. You got to stay with the fear. You got to face the fear. And it will be, that is what the spirit of truth is trying to save you from. Let me go to Ben out of Canada. Ben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Ben.
So listen, basically, I don't want to be offensive or nothing, but before you pass away, I do think it is like your duty to really get a hold of that Mike Tyson interview you did and release it, regardless of what Mike Tyson thinking.
Well, you know what? I don't have it. No? They have it. I don't have it. And I don't think that Mike himself had a problem with it. It was a tough interview in that.
I know. Mike exactly.
Mike was agreeing with me, and we were just kind of.
Yeah.
And I think what I've been told, his handlers were afraid to air that video.
I know that. I heard that too somewhere. I don't know. Someone may have asked for it on the air before, but I think that's important because Mike Tyson got a lot of fans that don't know you. So if they click on it trying to see Mike Tyson, they go find out about you. And I don't know. Some way you could get that should be released, I think.
Also, well, I will continue to work on it because I do know people that know Mike really well. They work with him.
Yeah.
And they know him. And so it's possible that it still may happen. I don't know.
Hopefully.
But it'll be a very interesting interview.
Hopefully, I can't wait to see that one.
Right on.
But listen, did you ask Mike Tyson what you think about Muhammad Ali, or did you tell him how you feel about Muhammad Ali?
I don't think we got into that. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember having that discussion. But
it was an amazing
discussion.
Okay. Hopefully I see you one day.
Right on. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it.
For sure.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Bye
now. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat. Super chat. Super chat.
Over on, these are super chats from this morning / yesterday. Evening. Easier done than said. Gave a rumble. No, it gave a coffee.
Thank you.
You said that once we were following and paying attention to God, it's impossible for us to sin. So when I feel like my routine is becoming a ritual, for example, knowing that I'm going to wake up, have a coffee, go to the gym, work, back to gym, is that the devil trying to get me to stop, or is it me trying to play God? I'm always present when I'm doing these things, but there's always a little thing in the corner of my mind.
Right. Well, whatever's in the mind, just watch it and let it pass, all right? Because the spirits of evil, and there are many in there, believe me, they want to be involved in everything in your life to control you. So just watch it. Don't call it you. Go do your workout. Go to lunch. Hang out with your buddies if you want to. And just quietly watch. Stay conscious. Stay present. And it'll all work out for you. It'll be amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Easier done than said. Who else says, I also wanted to say, you were not joking about how hard and terrifying things can get. This is really not for people who do not have full faith. Please be careful. Heart and salute.
If you're not ready to commit to this journey of letting a life go in order to have a life, you got to let the phony, fake life go in order to have a life, I wouldn't start this journey if I were you. I would just stay in my hell. Because it's worse on you if you go out of hell living and you return. I've seen people return to their hell and they're miserable. So make up your mind before you start this journey that you're going to see it all the way through, all right? Because along this journey, it's going to get rough. The devil is going to not love you at all for what you're doing. He's going to scream and his little demon's going to yell, this is too hard. This is taking too long. why me? Oh, boy. And you're going to think it's you, and you're going to go back. Or some devils in other people, demons, are going to try to talk you out of your journey to draw you back into hell that they're in. Oh, why are you doing that? You don't need to be working on yourself. That's not true. And you're going to fall for the lie and end up back in hell along with them, and it's even worse. So make up your mind, men and women, all human beings, stay on this journey, no matter how difficult. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
Excuse me. Tony bought our coffee out of the bosom of the air, out of the cloud folds of her garments shaken, out of over the woodlands brown and bare, over the harvest fields forsaken, silent and soft and slow descends the snow, now whispered and revealed to wood and field. Snowflakes. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Amazing.
Pardon me if I'm a little clumsy in reading this poetry.
Thank you,
poetry.
Tony.
Not Archangel Gabriel bought a coffee. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. And he goes on for another verse.
When those cotton bowls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in those old cotton fields back home.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, not Archangel Gabriel. Gregory DeRosa, five coffees. Most people live in their imagination. They feel, this is a quote.
All people do.
They feel as though they've got to have it now. And if they don't have it right away, they are a failure. They're unwilling to grow in success. JLP, seven guaranteed steps. Fire.
Nice. Check out the Gavin Sensei, a little thin book. You can carry it around in your back pocket or your purse, ladies. And no matter what, it works if you do it. You got to do it. Got to be a doer. Check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right. Thank you.
A very generous 17 coffees from someone. Hey, Jesse, I couldn't donate from India to the USA for the 50,000 challenge because of some stupid law. Only through Super Chat I can. So here it is.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I heard that some in parts of the world that you can't do it. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Nikki bought it three coffees, did the silent prayer one time, and the concept of separation left. I was one with all. I haven't returned, but a deep knowing remains since. I am that I am, and I am with you wherever you are. We are one. Stars.
Just come back to it, Nikki. Nikki, right?
Yeah.
It's a... Every moment is a brand new moment. Don't judge yourself. Just come back to it, and you're fine. Amazing. Let me take a break.
Thank you.
When I come back, your phone call.
We'll read the rest later.
We got another hour to go. Hate is coming up with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of Country and Western Tuesday, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Tuesday, December 3rd at 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. This is the first Thursday of the month coming up in 2 days, guys. And that means the men's forum will be 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, Thursday, December 5th, 2024. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events, rebuildingtheman.com/events, if you need more info. I was going to tell you about, I told you about the Middle East, Hunter Biden, the Hunter Biden fallout. Crooked Joe Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter, based Hunter, has left some Democrats fuming over his choice to claim repeatedly and unequivocally that he would never take that step. As a father, I get it. Representative Greg Landsman, more like Landsmail, because he's not a man, an Ohio Democrat, a male Democrat, stated on X, quote, but as someone who wants people to believe in public service again, it's a setback, so he claims. Another Democrat, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, stated that Biden's decision placed, quote, personal interest ahead of the duty and further erodes Americans' faith that the justice system is fair and equal for all, unquote. Though controversial, Joe Biden's move, when they usually say controversial for halfway reasonable and in the right direction, right? Joe Biden's move to pardon a close family member or associate is not unheard of. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, he pardoned Charles Kushner, his daughter's father-in-law, Jared Kushner's daddy, during his last month in office. And Bill Clinton, the third worst president in the history of the United States. Well, I don't know. He's probably in the top 10 worst, right? Pardoned his half-brother, Roger, who had pleaded guilty to a drug charge his last day in office. So, nice. And layoffs from Cargill, C-A-R-G-I-L-L, the Minnesota-based food production behemoth. That means, that's a word for like a big company or a big monster or something, is laying off about 5% of their global, flat earthers, shout out, workforce as food commodity prices drop. Cargill is America's largest privately held company, according to Forbes, far left Forbes, and is also the world's largest agricultural commodities trader, whatever that is. In simple terms, Cargill is the middleman distributing grains, meat, and other farm products around the world, or up and down the world, if you're a flat earther, shout out. It has profited heavily during the scamdemic, right? As somebody should profit, right? And the aftermath of the China virus overreaction, right? Thanks to inflation and geopolitical turmoil throwing food prices into disarray. But now grocery prices are dropping. In a statement to Commie Nonsense Network CNN, the company, Cargill, I could be butchering the name, I don't know how to pronounce it, stated that the changes are part of a long-term strategy set earlier this year. Cargill has more than 160,000 employees, according to their 2024 report. That means there will be an estimated 8,000 jobs cut. Nice. Go work somewhere else. Shout out. So what a mess. Elon Musk's record-breaking pay package to serving as Tesla's CEO was again rejected by a Delaware court. What business does a court have to do with interfering in Tesla business? Despite being approved by Tesla shareholders at a June meeting, the package, now worth around $101 billion based on Tesla's closing share price Monday, is made up of 303 million Tesla stock options. It had previously been thrown out in January by the same so-called judge, Delaware Chancery Court Kathleen McCormick. Is that an Irish woman? Irishman woman? What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three. Mm-hmm.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. The third hour? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, have you discovered the traitor in you? Have you discovered the traitor in you? Have you? Know thyself. If you're busy out and about, you still can listen to the show live by calling in. Listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? You can podcast too. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour in Tuesday. Every Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I had a caller from Canada. I was interviewed by Mike Tyson. And it wasn't a planned interview. I was invited over to his studio. And when I walked in, Mike Tyson was like, "Oh, my God, I love this guy. I love you, man. I watch your show all the time. The Father State. I love The Father State." He's like, "I want to interview you." And at the time, they were in the process of him interviewing people, and they were taping some shows. And Mike said, "I want to interview you right now. Can I interview you? I want to talk to you." And I was stunned that Mike Tyson watched my shows, right? TheFallenState.tv. And I said, "Oh, okay." And so Mike and I did an interview for about 30 to maybe 40 to an hour. And it was I was stunned that he agreed with me on so many things. And it was fun. It was interesting. But I was told by some of the workers there that the handlers thought it was too controversial. And so they decided not to air it. I don't know if they destroyed it or maybe one day they will air it. I will continue to ask them about it. And they're working on trying to get the handlers to air it. I'll let you know if anything changes. But it was a good interview. And maybe once Mike really retired from boxing and give up all that, maybe they'll play it then. I don't know. Mike said some things that were pretty interesting that day. It was interesting. And he was smoking pot. Oh, my God. It was somebody, that room was so smoky. I got high. And me, I know I got high. I was hungry. At the end of that interview, I'm like, I got to go eat. But it was fun. It was fun, the interview. I want to know quickly, then I get back to your calls. I want to know what you think about. This is a very, very interesting situation. It's a very interesting situation. What do you think about this situation? And some of you may have heard about it, and some of you may not. This is from News 5, Cleveland. An Ohio Amber Alert came to a violent end, according to this report. An Ohio Amber Alert came to a violent end with the man being sought in connection of with the man being sought in connection to a missing 7-year-old girl out of Jefferson County, killed during a police shooting in Medina Township. Watch this from News 5 Cleveland.
What was supposed to be a happy day for a little girl turned out to be one that she won't soon forget for all the wrong reasons. A statewide Amber Alert issued Monday near Steubenville ended in Medina County Monday night. Police say Charles Alexander did not have custody of his 7-year-old daughter.
The suspect initially tried to go to the school in Jefferson County to pick her up. The school was aware that he did not have custody, made a phone call, at which point the grandmother came and picked up the little girl and took her to her house. The suspect then left the school and went to the grandmother's house and forcibly abducted her.
The U.S. Marshals were tracking the suspect. The sheriff says they had information the two may be heading to Cuyahoga County. Police discovered Alexander's pickup truck abandoned at a hotel in Fairlawn. Police say he and his daughter changed vehicles and were in what they believe was a stolen U-Haul. That U-Haul spotted by an alert citizen in a Brunswick plaza.
One of our officers was literally around the corner from the initial call, pulled in and observed the vehicle. He didn't attempt to make contact with the subjects who were walking back to the vehicle. At that time, he determined it was probably Mr. Alexander. Mr. Alexander turned towards him. He yelled for him to stop. Mr. Alexander then jumped into the vehicle and fled the scene.
Amazing, huh? So according to the story, the man wanted to be with his daughter. And the government gave it to the grandparents to pick her up. The man couldn't pick up his own daughter. What do you think about that in the United States of America? Here's a little bit more on the story. And how the man was captured from News 5 out of Cleveland.
That started a police pursuit. Watch as Alexander intentionally hits a Brunswick patrol car. A low-speed chase ended with stop sticks when the 43-year-old father was forced off 71 South onto Route 18 in Medina County. He called dispatchers.
I need them not approach this car. Tell them I am going to off a boat if they don't back off.
Shots fired.
Shots were fired at police, and it started a standoff in the parking lot of a restaurant. The sheriff says Alexander had a gun pointed at the little girl. She can be heard pleading with her father on the call to dispatchers, telling him that she doesn't want to go to heaven. He told dispatchers what he wanted.
I want to talk to her mother. I just want to talk to your mother.
Just stay here. Stay on the line. We don't need to do anything yet. We don't need to make any decisions yet. Stay on the line.
Police say the little girl was sitting on her dad's lap as a sharpshooter from the Ohio State Highway Patrol Special Response Team shot and killed Alexander. The little girl, whose birthday was yesterday, was not hurt. She's been reunited with her mother.
Amazing, huh? 7 years old, conscious, they're about to be 8. Just think about this. Now, I don't know all the inner details and all that, right? I don't know what's going on with the father and the mother. I don't know how did they get to that point. But I do want men to know that are going through this kind of stuff. You want to be with your child or your children, and you got to fight with the mother. Again, I don't know what their whole detail is. But you gotta give up the fight. You're not supposed to fight for anything except your life. And then you don't fight for that. You fight for it, but you fight it the right way. You fight by not fighting. But you got to not love anyone or anything more than what's right. Because these men, I don't know this guy's situation, but these men, they say, I love my children. I can't imagine my child being taken away from me and someone won't let me see my child, right? And they go out of their way, whatever it takes to be with the child. Again, I don't know their situation. But you, if you are married or you made a baby with some woman and she's trying to keep your child away from you, just know you deal with an evil woman. She's evil. And let it go. Okay, you can have the child. Bye. Don't let it be so important to you that you'll do anything for it. I don't know why this guy, they say you're pointing a gun at the child. And she's like, I don't want to go to heaven, Daddy. He's tripping. You got to drop the anger. You got to drop the anger so that nothing or no one can be so important to you that you'll do anything to have it or get it. Even your own children. Because that love you feel is not real love anyway. It's not even about the child. It's about you. Oh, I love her. Oh, I love my children. I miss my children. I really. It's all about you. It's not about the kids. Human being love is never about anyone but themselves. It's never about who they say it's about. So drop your anger so you don't end up in these bad situations. And only seek the kingdom, meaning seek what's right. And you're going to only be able to do that by seeing what's wrong inside of you. You got to see what's wrong inside of you, and then right will appear. It really, really will. But you got to give right a chance. All we're saying is give right a chance, and it will take over. It will take over. But you got to invite it in. It's unfortunate, I guess. Well, I don't know if it's unfortunate, but amazing. If they try to take your children and they want you to spend all this money in court and you get a lawyer and all that, don't do that. Do what you want now, right? But I wouldn't recommend it. You're dealing with evil and it just become two devils fighting and the court is not going to be on your side. And if you do finally get so-called visitation right or custody, you spent millions of dollars or thousands of dollars. You could have been buying yourself a house or some land or something or started a business or something. Buy some gold from Gold Co. 888-7753. Anger is not your friend. Let me go to Grace, a first-time call out of Compton, California. Her grace is sufficient for me. Grace, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Grace. She's putting angels in charge of. Hold on, Grace. I can't hear you. I don't know if you pressed the wrong button, but I'm going to let Derek see what's going on. Let me go to Derek out of Nashville, Tennessee. Derek, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to thank you for church on Sunday. I was going to tell you that yesterday, but it really was. It was a good one. And
it was amazing.
It was really amazing. And there was this one gal you were speaking with. She was talking about having that press conference with herself,
yes,
in her head.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one that had cornered the market on that.
Yeah.
Because I do that all the time. I feel like I could be that gal that, oh, she has the French name that does it at the White House. She'll say all these words, and at the end, I'm like, well, that sounded good, but I have no idea what's going on. I do that all the time.
Every human being, until they start to work on themselves to overcome, they're having the same identical The same thing is happening to them as well. They're holding press conferences in their imagination.
I could give seminars on it. But I wanted to tell you, since I last called after I forgave my dad, I spoke with my mom and my dad about practical things, just a couple day-to-day things about holidays, where people are going. And I got off the phone with him, and it was just in an instant, I realized, I hated them. You were talking about having a traitor inside of you. I'm like, oh, I have traitors. It like goes really deep beyond what I even imagined. And I go, just because I didn't hate him anymore. I didn't hate my mom. And I thought I could just get away with forgiving my mom and not going and forgiving him. It was just in this instance, I was like, because I don't hate him, maybe I love him now. And then I didn't really linger on it, because right after that, I gave myself a press conference about something else. But I just realized how much I was holding on to by not forgiving him. And it just seemed a lot different. It was a very different.
Are you saying that you were trying to get around forgiving your father?
Yeah, you talked about you go forgive your mother, and I forgave her, and I was shaking in my boots. And I remember one day I forgave my dad. I was like, oh, Dad, yes, sir.
Because you're not clear. So you went and forgave your mother, and then you were trying to avoid forgiving your father?
Yes, sir.
And why?
And because I was shaking in my boots, and as I mentioned the last time, he reacted very poorly, and it got, kind of was like a sucker punch. But really, the punch was I was holding on to all this anger, and so he was very, very upset. And but now, again, we haven't had like intimate conversations, but it was just like, oh, where are we going for Christmas, this and that. And I just got off the phone. I was like, I don't have to hold on to that,
Right.
But I really did. There all these things I didn't realize that I was holding on to, but I didn't want to go to him for some reason, but I did. I felt like, because I thought I could play God and get around it. But I couldn't. And it was just, it was just that moment getting off the phone with him that I realized how angry I really was deep down.
Absolutely.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, sir.
And are you practicing staying present during the day?
Yes, sir. And
you stay
I
with that. You that stay with that too.
It's wild, because when I had that press conference, I'm like, whoa, like I checked out for a long time there.
Yeah.
And my problem, I feel like, I sometimes get stuck in my head, because you say you can. Oh, there was a gentleman that called in yesterday. He's like, said something about when you say you can be free just like that. And I'll sort of beat myself up from time to time. But then I remember when you say, well, just let it go in one ear and out the other.
How do you beat yourself up?
Oh, well, I'll realize I'll have this press conference and I'll be like, oh, you've been talking to yourself for 90 minutes about nonsense. And I go unconscious and it can become kind of this loop where, I'm like thinking about people or things or making up situations in my head, and then it becomes this.
But because of time, how do you beat yourself up?
Oh, I should have done this, or I could have been farther along in life.
But who is this self that you're beating?
for the demon that those my ego. I don't know.
When you say you beat yourself up, I don't know who it is you're beating up. Who is yourself?
I guess it's just all the thoughts in my head. I will get stuck in that.
What does the self look like?
The evilness in me looks pretty ugly, but...
What does the self look like that you're beating up? Who is the self? I don't...
All the things that I thought I was going to be, this idea of who I was going to be, and you know,
how can you beat up a self if there is no self?
I don't know, but I seem to do a decent job at it.
But why do you say you beat up yourself when there is no self to beat up?
It's probably just another of those traitors in my head, I'm guessing. But
it is. And why are you calling the traitor in your head a self, you? Why are you calling it you?
I'm not certain. But it's not me. But it feels like me in that moment. I will tell you that.
And what do you feel like?
Crummy. Not good.
And in
those moments.
But who is the you to be feeling that way? I mean, if there is no self, how can you feel like something?
I'm not sure exactly how to answer that, but that feeling feels like the opposite of the... When I hung up that phone call from my dad, which was about nothing at all, it was just, again, practical thing, there was like no feeling at all.
Let me do this because of time. Stop calling.
Yes, sir.
I know you feel the pain in your body, but it's just pain that comes from thoughts, and you're not your body. So stop calling that you. There's no self to beat up.
I got you. I appreciate it, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Stay with it. All right.
I will, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Grace out of Compton, California. Grace, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, love one.
Hey, Grace.
Hello. I want you to talk to my boyfriend. Boyfriend talk. I call for him because
Hold on, Grace. Find out. Her phone sound weird and sound like she said she called for somebody else. It's not for her. Yeah, be clear with that. Let me go to Tristan. Tristan, a first-time call out of hold on, Grace. Your phone sound far off. It sounded like you said it wasn't for you and blah, blah, blah. Tristan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well.
That's good. That's amazing. I just wanted to ask, because I was raised in an African-American family that's mainly Democrat. But with me being Republican, how can I bring up political conversations with my family and not let it get divisive?
Well, you can't prevent them from getting angry, but you got to make sure that you don't get angry. If they agree or disagree with you, or if they get angry at you, don't you get mad at them. And then if they say, well, I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to hear it. If they don't want to hear it, just say, oh, okay, and don't discuss it. They don't want to hear it. Don't impose on them your point of view about politics or anything.
Of course. Yeah. No, I was just in a uncomfortable situation this past election because I was over at my grandmother's house and she was watching Kamala Harris on TV and she was asking me about the election, like, oh, are you going to vote? Oh, you're not voting for Trump, are you? And I was just like, I kind of froze for a little bit.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 23.
And so she asked you if you were voting for Trump.
Yeah.
And you were afraid to say yes?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I didn't know how she would react.
Why were you concerned about her reaction?
Well, because, you know, she's my grandma, and I just don't want things to be weird whenever we have family events over there, because we're over there a lot. And I guess I just didn't want it to affect our relationship.
But you don't have a relationship with her if you can't be yourself.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
It's a fake that's love. Fair. It's not real love. You have fear for her. You don't have love for her. Because you should be able to be yourself around grandma, grandpa, mama, daddy, brother, sister, cousin, anyone. You should be able to be you. But because you have the anger, you're afraid to be you.
Okay.
You should not have any concern at all, zero concern about how she will react. That's on her.
Yeah.
And you should, if she asks, yeah, I voted for Trump. Right on, Grandma. And if she overreacted, just looking at her, don't be mad at her. Like you're looking at a crazy movie. Oh, this old grandmama, she's a mess. But don't be mad at her. Have you forgiven your mother?
Of course.
You told her?
Yes. Yeah, I have, actually. We had a conversation a couple years back.
And what did you say to her?
Well, it was a pretty long conversation, so I guess to sum it up short, you know, just that I understand that she's not perfect and that...
Did you tell her you were sorry resented her for what she'd done to you?
Yes.
And what did she say when you told her you were sorry for resenting her for what she'd done to you?
Well, she didn't say much. She got a bit emotional, but it was a good talk overall. So, like...
Did you forgive your daddy and grandma?
Yeah.
You forgive your daddy?
I don't think that my dad has done much to me to have to forgive him.
Right.
But
I know what you mean. Most adults do not resent their father. They resent their mother.
Yeah, my dad's a good dad.
So have you forgiven grandmama?
I think so. Well, I haven't, came to her. Like, we haven't, talked about
it. Why not?
Anything, but, I guess I don't talk to her as much as I should.
I would suggest, do what you want, you forgive grandmama so you won't be afraid when you're around grandmama. You can be yourself. Otherwise, she will control you.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. And Grace ready now? I can't hear him. Is Grace ready? Oh, okay. I hear you now. Grace.
It's a couple now.
Oh, now it's clear. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, it's me and the other guy.
What other guy?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Derek didn't tell you?
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break, all right? I'm going to come right back to you guys.
No. Oh, my God.
I know, Grace. Hold on, Grace. Let me take a quick break. I'll come right back to you right after this break. Huh? Oh, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
You said you needed time to think it over. If I could give you just a little space. You smile and say you're back.
Country and Western Tuesday, 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. The guy with the good hair and no fear. Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And at 11, Joel Friday TV. Right after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. He have a very, very interesting story he's going to present to you today. Very interesting. You don't want to miss it. It's so interesting. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere, just everywhere, all over the place. A gift given to him by God. So a busy day today, all right? Check it out. Let me go quickly back to the phones. I'm going to get in as many calls as possible. Let me go to Grace, a first-time call out of California. All right, Grace, let's go for it.
Let's go.
So what's your boyfriend's first name?
Talk to him, baby.
Rico.
Rico. Okay, Grace and Rico are on the phone right now. Go ahead.
What you think about the Great White Hope?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Did you vote for him?
Yeah.
Did you vote for him, Grace?
I'm not going to for Camilla. I don't even know how to pronounce her name.
Nice. And do you obey your boyfriend, Grace?
Sometimes.
Do you obey your boyfriend?
Sometimes.
Why not all the time?
Because he can't control me.
Why not?
Why would he?
Why can't he control you?
I got to figure it out.
What do you mean?
That's what I mean. I got to figure it out.
You got to figure out why he can't control you?
Why don't you speak up, boyfriend? Why you not talking?
Oh, no, shit. I let her do her own thing. Shit, you know, you got people who make their own free will decisions and choices. You can't. I mean, I was the same way as a man, you know, non-binary.
But
non-binary now. You going all the way off.
Hold on, guys. Don't be cursing and all that. Let me do it. I got to run. You guys call me when you're ready for a real conversation, all right? Because right now I can't play. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to David, a first-time call out of Canada. You guys call me. I don't have. Maybe I can play sometime on Friday, but not now. They don't really have anything they want to say. But I appreciate your calls. David, a first-time caller out of Canada. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jesse.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to say fear is gone.
I'm sorry?
I've struggled with anger my whole life.
Oh, you say fear is gone?
Fear is gone.
Nice. And what is it like to live without fear now?
Bro, when you're present, everything makes sense.
Yeah.
Everything. I've struggled with anger my whole life. And by listening to you and your teaching has revolutionized my life, man.
Man.
And I'm free. I'm free.
Well, if you stay with it and just practice staying present, not going back into an illusion of time and the future of time, you stay with it, David, it only gets better. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer and clearer. It's going to be amazing.
Jesse, there are miracles on the other side when you work on yourself.
Yes.
I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
And you're living proof. And keep sharing it, because people need to be free. And you understand love, and you understand how to stand shaking in your boots.
Yeah.
And face fear of life and live a life of freedom. And I'm so grateful for you, for Bond, for all the crew that works there. It's revolutionized everything. And I'm grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And give your money to Bond.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys help. We're doing a challenge grant right now. And go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. David, thank you, man. This is an amazing testimony. You stay with it.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, man.
He's right, folks. You got us. Stay present, though. Just stay present instead of lost in your head. Stay present. The truth is right here, right now. Not over there, not over there, not someday. Not when Jesus returns. Are you waiting for? He has already come. He's already with you. It's already done. Evil has been defeated. Evil is so defeated, it doesn't even know it's defeated. But you got to forgive. You got to work on you. Absolutely, man. Thank you, David. Amazing. Let me go to Mike out of New Jersey. Mike, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey,
good
Mike.
Morning. How are you today?
All is well.
Amazing. Grateful to hear from you. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I'm giving you a follow-up call. I called you back in June, and I was a 44. Well, I still am 44, living in my parents' house. Thank you for that. I wanted to let you know, I moved out. I got out of there. I saved my money. I worked hard. You know, I put down a down payment. I got me a little condo. You know what I mean?
Right
on. I'm an owner of now. You know, I'll be making mortgage payments for some time, but you know, it's not renting, and it's exactly what I wanted to do. And
that's right.
Thank you, and I want to just thank you so much for you talking me through it and giving me this advice, because I didn't know until I knew. You know, I found your show maybe about a year and a half ago, and I've been following you, and I listen to you all the time, and I'm just very grateful for you. And hey, Joel, Nick, Derek, everybody, I wish you all a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, nothing but health and wealth and peace in your life. And I'm just very grateful to be where I am today, because I wouldn't have done it. I'd still be living in my mama's house if it wasn't for you and teaching me. You teach all the things that I know that they're already in me.
Yep.
You help bring them out, and it's like I knew it. But I didn't, but I needed to hear it, you know, because I was so lost doing drugs, drinking, you know, falling behind on everything, wasting my money on selfish things, material things, trying to be a big shot, you know, and I got humbled, you know, I believe, you know, by the world, you know, and decided I need to grow up. And I'm just very thankful. That's all. I just really wanted to say thank you and wish you all happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And it's been a great year thus far. The Great White Hope is coming back.
The Great White Hope.
It's going to be the greatest year ever. Yeah. I mean, I think in my whole entire life. So,
Well, Mike, you're totally welcome. But I want to encourage you, all you got to do now is practice staying present, all right?
Yes, sir.
And if you do happen to get caught up in your head, just know you're in thought. Come back to present. And everything will be fine. Congratulations on your home. Congratulations on getting out of there. It's only going to get better if you stay with it.
Amen. And I appreciate you saying so.
Right on.
You're the greatest.
Thank you, man, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. God bless.
You too. Thank you. Amazing story. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Nikki bought 10 more coffees. Very generous.
Thank you, Nikki. Amazing.
No message. IB Jesse.
Thank you, Nikki.
IB Jesse B, 3 coffees. Thank you, Jesse, for the message you share. I forgave my dad, and he died a week later. So happy I went and did it when I did. Don't wait.
That's right. The moment you see that you have anger, go and forgive. Don't put it off. You have to take the first opportunity and forgive. And in that moment, you'll be free. It's so interesting to me, too. I think about this sometimes. I'm like, wow, this is like, it's just so amazing. Every human being can have perfect peace and be free right now. It's like it's not something you need to wait for. It can happen just like that. But what I've come to realize, the reason that most people are not going to get it, and even those who are working on it, it's taking longer, is that they really like who they are. They really like being in the hell that they're in. They love being miserable. Otherwise, you just let it go. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee. It's kind of suspicious that they want to ban 16-year-olds on the internet in Australia right when Trump gets in office and X is booming.
Yep.
Why didn't they do it in the past 20 years when all the nonsense was being pushed in their head on the internet? Just saying.
Very good question. What's that guy named on X?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk questioned the same thing. Why now? Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Anytime they invoke the children, you know not to trust them.
Yeah, because they don't love the children. How about the children? When people say, how about the children, they lie. They don't care about the children.
And Australia is one of the most oppressive countries in the West, it seems like. Remember their shutdowns, I feel like?
Oh, yeah.
The China virus shutdowns?
A mess. What the? Thank you.
Thank you, someone. Sleep Shop bought a coffee. New Kristen here. I think he means Christian, perhaps. I have a small brain, and I've always been confused when I pray. Am I supposed to pray to God or Jesus or both? Just on the safe side, I do tell them I love them both, LOL. But they know. Also, Hake, not Hank, LOL.
Yeah, it's Hake, H-A-K-E. And when you pray, be still and know, because you do not know what to pray for. You really don't know. You don't know what you want, and you don't know what to ask for. So why bother doing it that way? Why don't you just be still? Do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer, and the Father will take over, and all your needs will be met. Amazing. Thank you.
Outray JS bought a coffee. Prayers are powerful and effective. I have had more than I can count prayers answered. Especially when on missions for Christ. You are a blessing and crew. Enjoy the Hake Report.
The HakeReport.com at the top of this hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. I know what prayer can do. Prayer will make you through. Pray in the morning, pray at night. You know that song?
I do now.
Have you heard that before in church?
From you, I believe.
No different churches? I know what prayer
maybe
can
maybe once.
Do. Prayer will see you through. Amazing. Thank you.
David, the real D, on Cash App. Keep opening eyes, my brother.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Cornerstone on Cash App. Hardest thing in the world is not to judge others.
I want you all to try that. All you little judgmental people out there, right? The little Christians, especially the Christians. I want you for 1 week, for the rest of the week, I'll make it easier for you. It's going to be hard. I want you to not judge in thoughts, eyes, words, little gestures, or emotions. Give it a day and see what happens. Just 1 day and see what happens. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You are a judgmental, and that's why you don't know God. You won't know God as long as you're playing God. All right? But give it a try and see what happens. God said, don't judge. So I'm not asking you to do something that you cannot do. You can live a life of non-judgment. Isn't that amazing? So give it a try. No more judging for all day and all day tomorrow. In thoughts, in eyes, in words, in gesture, or in feelings, emotions. Let me know how it goes. Thank you. Oh, amazing.
Reese Cedar Bear.
It's amazing we're supposed to be living a life of non-judgment and everybody judge. What a mess.
Indeed.
It's hell on earth. But thank you.
Reese Cedar Bear, three coffees. Jesse, the Jews that American Christians complain about are criminals. Hollywood, music industry, bankers, hedge fund managers, pharma, etc., all started as criminal enterprise. We don't want to do crime to gain control.
You're doing a crime by judging them. You committed a crime. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. Isn't that amazing shirt? Daniel, the producer of the Father's Day, made this shirt.
Stand up a little bit so they can see it. Because it's so tall. Nice. A man with anger is a murderer. Now available on the Printify shop. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores.
So you already a murderer by judging the Jews. I rest my case. You know better than, you're worse than the Jews because you're judging. Amazing. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Reese Cedar Bear.
Yeah.
Isaiah Tuffy on Cash App. Church was so awesome.
Church was amazing this past Sunday. It's always amazing, but it was Mamma Mia. Hola, Cicero. Amazing. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Podcast it. Amazing.
Vanessa says, good morning, all.
Good morning.
Question. Doesn't it seem like in custody battles that the kids typically end up with the more evil, messed up parent?
Yes. It always does. For the most part. Maybe exception to the rule once in a while, but yes.
And someone bought a coffee. Can Satan be forgiven?
What?
Can Satan be forgiven?
I don't even hate Satan. Don't hate anybody. Don't hate good or evil, and you'll be fine. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. Oh, wait up. Let me read the Aries 1, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, Misty, Wolf 336, Fatty Wat, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. Thank you, guys, for your support. As always, shout out. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I appreciate your support. Let me go quickly to the phone. I want to go to Rhea out of Canada. Rhea, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Rhea.
You're my best friend. You don't know it, but you've helped me so much. So I'm going to be sure to donate, and I hope you make your $50,000.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Match. Yeah, so I wanted to share how I was able to forgive my mom.
Okay.
Pretty much, you know, I was always wondering, like, even if I do say I'm sorry to her, or not sorry, if I do say I forgive you to her, and she's not going to really understand, like, why I'm saying that, and it's not going to have, any context for her. But, God is so good, so he just clearly made out this day for me where I went out, I was supposed to go to the movies with my parents, and, on the way there, my dad was like, oh, do you have the tickets? And my mom jumps in and she's like, oh, why are you asking her if you have the tickets, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that conversation continued with my father. Like, we'd be able to talk about, oh, like, where, which theater we're going to. Anyways, he started driving and I just tuned out because they started bickering. And we started driving to the wrong theater. So my dad's already upset, like, oh, why can't you just, you know, like, let me talk and stuff like that. So after the movie, we're getting ready to leave. And my father, again, he's like, oh, just check, you have your phone. Again, my mom jumps in and she's like, why are you, you know, bothering us? Well, like, you know, she's just annoyed by him all the time.
What so, a bitch.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so then... yeah, sometimes I just freeze. Like, when that happens, I'm like 30 years old right now. And it's like I go back to my child self. And I can't think. And you know what's so funny? We get into the car, we start driving home, and I don't have my phone on me. And so my dad lost it then. Like, he was, like, really, like, he was, like, yelling. And he's like, why doesn't anyone listen to me? Blah, blah, blah. We get home, and my mom's still... She still doesn't see, like, why, you know, me having a conversation with my dad is, like, so important for, like, even day-to-day things. Like, she's just always jumping in the middle. So I was like, no, like, I was on my dad's side here. And then she's, like, all upset. And I don't know if she still sees it or not, but I just, like, separated from that situation. And I was like, you know what? This is the perfect time to say, like, I forgive you to her, because I could see she was feeling guilty a little bit. So I was able to say that to her, and then, yeah, I've just been feeling better about our relationship. So,
when you stay with it, you stay with it. And don't back down, meaning don't get angry at her. You speak up, but don't get angry.
Okay.
Why are you 30, right? Why are you still living at home?
Yeah, because I'm going to move soon. I'm going to move soon. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking for a place right now.
I'm glad that you finally spoke up to her and forgave her. And you don't, as you know now, you don't need her to agree. You don't need her to understand it. You don't need any of that, because she's not ready for a change, right? She loves her misery.
No, but
it's you who can see that you resent her, and you apologize for that, and God will forgive you and make you free. You'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
And when you ask your... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, continue.
When you asked your father, why didn't he protect you from her, what did he say?
Yeah, so that's the next thing, is I have to talk to him about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you do
it. What I was
going
to ask as well.
You say what now?
That's what I was going to ask about as well, is I don't know if you have any pointers about going about that, because me and my father, like, we're just like, we don't talk at all.
Ask him, hey dad, why don't we talk? Hey dad, why haven't you protected me from my mother? And hear him out, it's gonna blow your mind. And you're gonna shake in your boots, but just quietly, inwardly shaking your boots, and God would take the fear away. He will take it away.
I feel like I've let him down in a lot of ways.
Let who down? So,
my dad, my father, yeah.
No, you can't let him down. He let you down by not protecting you from your mother.
Okay.
You have not let him down. He let you down. You got to forgive him. And by understanding that he's afraid of your mother, he married his mother, and he doesn't know how to deal with her.
Yeah.
He loved you. He just doesn't know how to deal with your mother.
Yeah, I can see that.
I want you to ask him, and don't react to his however he reacts, right? Hey, Dad, why do you protect me from my mother? Why? Why is it that you and I are not close? She won't let that happen. I want you to hear him out and let me know what he says.
Yeah, he can't do anything by himself. He's, like, fully dependent on her.
He married to Mama.
Yeah.
And he hate Mama.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. Because they've been together forever.
I know.
And that, like, that's, like, ideal for some people, but it's really not.
You could be together and married for 50, 60, 70, 80 years and live right in hell. It's all hell for 80 years. And people are like, oh, that's so nice. You stayed together for so long. You're agreeing to hell. Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. You've been in hell for 80 years.
It's like they're just done learning about themselves, about the world. It's like,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. And let me know what happens when you talk to your father, all right?
Yes, I will. Yeah, I have to tell him I'm going to move out soon, so that's going to be interesting. So hopefully I can have that conversation, and then, it's a lot happening right now.
Right on. Well, you stay working on you. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
All right, Rhea, call me again.
I will.
Okay. Bye now. I am so out of time. Merry Christmas. Don't forget the Chalice Grant. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com and make a donation. Get us to the $50,000. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake! HAKEReport.com. From 9 to 11, and then Joel Friday TV at 11. Very interesting story for today. Joel have planned. You don't want to miss that. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, Hugh Black, and then the American Anchor Baby. Energy and talent. A genius. Can do everything. Ain't nothing he can do. I mean, he can't do. When Jesus said, the things I do, you got to do them too? He was talking to the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. I'm serious. He was talking to the American Anchor Baby. Mary must be the American Anchor Baby mama. Rick out of Hampton. Patrick out of Massachusetts. Jonathan out of Ireland, heard around the world, right? And the call that just brought, I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Manhood, our third hour tomorrow. Have a good day, folks, and thank you for your support. Help with the Chalice Grant. And thank you, The Hake Report. Merry Christmas. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy.